The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. This morning I walked in, talked a little hoops with Bill, and then I got chastised, rightfully so, by Bill, about something, Sip, that you probably missed as well. But as the sports shows we are, it's a bad miss by me for sure.
It's sports, guys.
That Bill informed me of. Bill, what did you chastise me about this morning after
the football
little hoops
games
talk
I've ever watched last
football
game last night?
FCS National Championship.
Oh, that's not going to help
ESPN
Bill out either.
ESPN sold out stadium in at Vanderbilt Stadium, Nashville.
Nashville.
And it was awesome. And these teams
who won the game?
Played. Montana State won in overtime on a blocked extra point.
Block!
They blocked it first. And they ended
block!
Scoring. They scored on a 4th-and-10, which there was a coaching error in that one. But anyway.
Who they beat?
Illinois State.
Oh, Illinois State was in that.
That's the team that took down North Dakota State in the early rounds of the playoffs, and they had the magical run, and they were down 28-14 in the fourth, and they forced overtime. And you thought, oh, this is the time for magic to continue. But nope, as Bill said, block kick, block extra point, touchdown, Montana State, 35-34.
Well, they're kicking a field goal to potentially win it, Illinois State, in regulation, like that, and they get it blocked, and they run it back almost into field goal range, and then Illinois State holds them off. They had a bad snap, everything goes awry, it goes to overtime. They score first right away, go to kick the extra point. Guy bobbles the ball, the holder bobbles the ball, gets it blocked, gets kicked low. Then they get him in a 4th-and-10 from about the 11-yard line, and they bring a zero blitz. They brought a zero blitz to play before. I look at my wife and I go,
zero.
Two things. I said, don't bring a max blitz here. You just did it the last time, last play. And they'd called timeouts. They'd seen the look already. Bad move. But B, that part was highly intriguing. But the guy made an incredible throw on the play. But they had their chances to be able to get it done and didn't work out.
This is two straight days where there's been a big kicker issue to win a big game. Go back to Sunday. If Tyler Loop makes the field goal for the Ravens at Pittsburgh, they're down two. They win the game. Doesn't go to overtime. They win the game 27-26, pushes it wide right. Last night, like you said, Bill, missed field goal, blocked field goal from 38 yards, and then missed extra point on this next kick.
The champion was crowned, though.
Michael Constantino, the name of the kicker. for Illinois State.
Yeah, I feel – and then the extra point was not on him. Matter of fact, there was a bobble of the other one, too, the timing was off on. And so they had two. And then I come to find out it was fourth and one. And I'm like, I think I'd go for it here. It was fourth and one to get eat up all the clock up and maybe get it even closer for him. And then I find out that they have had six kicks blocked this year.
Oh, no.
That would have made me go for okay. And ooh, they played their guts out. Illinois State just played so hard to have a chance in the game. So it was a blast. It was the group text that I had of like real sports guys I was texting with like that.
We're not that.
No, you missed the old Miss game. You guys missed the old Miss
Georgia
game.
Ruined the show. Ruined the first show of the year.
First show of the year was ruined because you guys couldn't stay up to see him push a stage on the field three different times and see an incredible game.
I know. It is incredible.
The sports is something you guys are not into.
So, sports. So, a champion was crowned about what time last night?
But, is it 10 o'clock?
Probably about 10, 15, 10, 20. It wasn't one of those deals where it was like, well, went to 11:30. No, it didn't.
Here's what's better, though. So, I felt bad. I missed the game. And then Connor comes out and says, whoa, who won the game last night? And he said, I went to bed at 9. Which Bill said to him, how old are you?
It's like, you went to bed at 9.
Well, you just got to get
Connor's
up.
20. I mean, when I was 20, I could make it. I could get up and get 3 or 4 hours of sleep was plenty.
It was.
And then to miss games like that, too. Connor, who's still trying to say he played corner.
He's a big corner.
He's 6'2", 240 right now, and I don't know if he...
I heard Sip walk in this morning. First thing he says was, cornerback, eh? He said to Connor, the first word, big cornerback.
Yeah. It would have been a rush into Columbus in my era.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kind of looks, yeah...
Kind of looks like Wistrom.
Right? A young Grant Wistrom.
Like a poor man's Wistrom. Yes. Real poor man.
Congrats to Montana State. 35-34 champs of FCS.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Bobcats.
I didn't even know it was on.
It's an incredible game. It was in the rundown, Steve.
I think I'm more guilty because I knew it was on. I chose not to watch it.
Well, Jake tried this buffoonery comment to me.
Goes, I read the rundown.
I'm like, Jake, do you watch it? He goes, no, full screen, Husker basketball. I go, Jake? When the game ended for Nebraska, the other game was in the first quarter.
It was.
I said, so he tried this whole
buffoonery.
Yeah. I would say
I was watching a lot of post game because I was pretty jacked up.
We're watching the post.
I couldn't imagine. I've never even thought about watching post game.
I like to see what, when Nebraska
in anything.
Well, when Nebraska's 15-0, I like to catch everything positive because everybody's talking high on them. BTN, FS1, and so I watched it all because it's fun. This is what I've dreamed of my whole life is having a team like this.
It is. I thought about Jake. I mean, this is. And then
think about me with my juvenile jacket.
This is what I've dreamed of my entire life.
Yes.
Being undefeated in hoops.
God, and winning,
first of all,
that.
Winning the crown. Well,
yeah. I wish I had that quality.
Yeah, I did.
I don't have it.
You can find it.
I don't know.
You can pay. It's not too late for you.
It's a childlike quality I lack.
I was into it. And I really was.
But I don't have.
Burke.
I never dreamed of it.
I never dreamed. Oh, I'll tell you what, I dreamed pretty good. When I sent out my text earlier about Brian Carr and Carl McPike.
You did send that.
And a bunch of old. There was times of dreaming. Thing is that we just kind of wanted to see if they beat Iowa State, on a Saturday afternoon. That was about it. It wasn't like, man, I hope we make a deep run in the tournament. I never was really thinking that.
Oh, I should say I didn't dream of it. I did when I was a kid, but it kind of ended when I was about 15.
Oh, 15 is what the end of that was. Yeah. Hmm. Well, it did end for me for a while, especially going seven wins, 10 wins the first 3 years of Fred. But now we're on track, and I'm happy.
When I watch basketball games,
I say, listen, I didn't know I could feel this way during a basketball game for Nebraska.
You feel a certain way.
Yeah, I do.
Is there a tingling right now?
I feel powerful.
I'm not going to handle this well.
I feel powerful. It's what I've always dreamed of. I don't know what's going on.
I feel powerful. I'm not going to get over that.
Patriots fans feel like right now.
It feels powerful.
Yankees now, hold it now. Fans. The Patriots fans won Super Bowls. We're going to have to.
I know.
Right now.
I know what Patriots fans.
I go, hold it now. They've won like 7 Super Bowls or 6 Super Bowls.
I know what Patriots fans feel like. What? I feel powerful.
Do you understand that my NFL team has not won a playoff game in 25 years?
I feel powerful.
My two favorite sports teams have never won a tournament game. And my NFL team, I'm not going to get over that one. I'm 34.
I feel powerful.
I was 9 when my NFL team won a playoff game last. So, I don't know what winning feels like. It's very nice. Bizarre. Powerful. You feel powerful right now. We're going to dive into the game. Anything else?
It's fine. No, we're not mad at you. It's fine. It's funny.
No, we wish we had that kind of fandom.
I don't have it.
I have the juvenile jacket, and I'm going to wear that with pride many times this year.
I
already have
the jacket for the.
When's the next game? What do we got?
What's Saturday, 11:30 at Indiana.
At
Very
Indiana?
Very good chance to win that game. I've seen Indiana in a weird world three times.
What time?
They're not very
11:30 a.m.
That's a weird time. That's a super weird time. Okay.
Mike, okay, before hoops and anything else, I don't chit-chat at all.
Tell Bill I went to the Neil. This is Mike. Tell Bill I went to the Neil Diamond movie.
Hey, what do you think of it? Because I want to see it.
I was surprised it wasn't about Neil, but it was very good. I don't know what that means. Now, you'll have to take that up with Mike.
What was it about?
I think it's a little bit about Neil Diamond, isn't it?
This is the exact text I just received. Okay. Tell Bill. This is from Mike, who gave us the...
Yeah.
Oh, Mike. Husker Mike in Waterloo?
Yeah. Waterloo.
Gave us the cones yesterday.
Yeah. Parking cones.
Yeah.
Tell Bill I went to the Neil Diamond movie. I was surprised it wasn't about Neil. He puts Neil in parentheses. Or not parentheses, but quotes. Mm-hmm. Quotes. So maybe...
There's sarcasm?
It was someone that sung his songs. So...
Well, hold it. Was he thinking it was going to be the real Neil Diamond? My question.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie, but definitely was not. So what's his name? He's a real popular actor. What can I say his name? Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman played Neil Diamond?
Diamond, yes.
Really?
Yes, Hugh Jackman played Neil
Diamond. That makes me kind of want to go to it.
It's called Song Sung Blue, the name of the show, name of the movie.
Wow.
Musical
If there's no reference to Neil Diamond in the movie, I think I'm going to kind of be kind of down about it.
No. I think he just was
okay, no, this is
Neil.
Okay, this is what it is. He's right. The movie is about... a real-life couple who form a successful Neil Diamond tribute band.
A cover band from Milwaukee.
Inspired by a documentary and earning praise for its heartfelt story and music. So it's not about Neil. He's right. It's about a couple.
It's a cover band.
It's a cover band for Neil Diamond.
From Milwaukee.
This would have messed me up to no other.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Clara, I don't know if I'm going to see it now. I thought it was about Neil.
It's a cover band. Be like you and Laura.
Me and Laura doing some Neil Diamond songs.
Heartfelt.
It further says
taking
this.
Taking it too far, probably.
It says, it's not a biopic of Diamond himself, but uses his songs to tell a story of love, survival, and second chances with the legendary singer reportedly moved by the film, according to director Craig Brewer. Song Sung Blue.
It doesn't sound
released
that bad.
Christmas Day.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to see it now. I was expecting to hear the Neil Diamond story.
Nope.
Not at all.
Story about some couple in Milwaukee.
No.
Singing his song.
Took this a little too far.
It's about the band Street Legal in Nebraska.
It basically is.
It's right. The Rumbles. It's a story about the Rumbles is what it is.
Now, Mike says it was still very good.
Really?
Music is terrific. Okay, Mike. Kind of thanks, Mike. Thanks again for the cones. Thank you for this. Well, now, will you go?
I don't know. I'm a little... I'm
more apt to go now.
I'm going to say right now, if I'd have left the theater and the first time I found out that it was about a cover band out of Milwaukee, that would have freaked me out.
What about when you were sitting there early in the movie and you're like, oh, this isn't going to be about Neil Diamond.
Yeah, that would have caught
me. It's about
a
cover band.
Yeah.
Hold the phone here.
Yeah.
That's one of the best idle chit-chats we've had. Thank you.
Well, we're not done. Well, we can talk more about this, can't we? Oh, we should, just hold on, Power.
What we got?
Powerful.
Feel powerful.
I feel powerful. So are you talking to pundits from Iowa and stuff? I mean,
no,
just,
I'm not. I'm talking,
are you
talking to my friends? Talking to my friends?
We have to be
Who
careful.
Are you talking to? Seth? Are you talking to
Seth?
Seth
for sure is in the conversation last night. Yeah.
I don't want to make fun of Jake. You sort of set yourself up with the powerful comment, but we're not. I won't go.
I don't know
deep.
What winning feels like. It's been I've waited my whole life to win at something
powerful.
In sports.
I feel powerful. I've never.
Yeah, I feel
I
pretty powerful.
Happy, but never powerful.
Happy and powerful. Just. Verklempt, as Bill likes to say, verklempt as well.
Verklempt.
Yeah, it was. I'm gonna go idle chit chat about the game. I've always felt this, and I think Michigan's is. I don't know if they're the same. Not Michigan's the same. I can't really put that in that factor. But just the Ohio State crowd, yawner.
Yeah.
What's complete
the deal?
Yawn.
What's the deal there?
Are the students like up in the?
They're not there.
They're not back from student.
But
back.
Still, it doesn't matter. I've watched enough Ohio State.
They're yawner. It's yawner.
It's a yawner. The place is a yawner.
Yep.
And then B, It's like the remember the old school we used to play on those tartan floors?
Yeah.
Remember those tartan floors?
Yeah, South Sioux City had one.
And the ball sounded weird and you bounced it.
Remember South Sioux City?
South City had one. Yeah. West Point had one too.
Did they?
West Point had one.
Kearney had
and
one.
And it was really weird. And that wasn't a tartan floor, but the floor, it looked
weird. Right.
It was clear. Didn't look like wood.
No.
I want a wooden floor.
I don't know what that, I think it probably was wood, but.
It was, I think it was wood, but it was a real white. And I'm just like, I didn't like it. And the crowd was a yawner.
Yeah. That one time late in the game, Ohio State got the lead and Steve Smith said, "Here comes the crowd." And I'm like,
No, not really.
Not really.
Not really at all. Where's it at? Yeah. Because last night, if you heard that the crowd at the FCS game was incredible.
Where was this at again?
That, Nashville. I'm telling you, it was ridiculously loud. But they, here comes the crowd. There was no crowd.
They're not loud.
No.
And
then the whole thing with you guys, Jake, with the, the students aren't back yet. Well, the students weren't back at Nebraska. It starts
no,
going
there
the
was some back there, weren't there?
No, my point is when you say they weren't back, what do you mean they weren't back? It means they weren't in school yet.
Yeah.
Just like Nebraska weren't in school yet. Yeah. Yet they were some, but there are people that were at the game.
Yeah. I hear you. No use getting in a war about that one.
No.
That's powerful. Once Jake went powerful on me, I had to push back
feel
a little
pretty good
bit
right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Eggs.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
He's not a cover band ag guy. He's Joey.
He's in the dirt.
This story about Joey.
He's in the dirt.
He's in the dirt. What kind of dog is he?
He's a dirt dog.
Yeah, he's a dirt dog.
There it was.
And he is not a cover band.
He's not real.
When they show up, it's not going to be like, who is that? That's somebody playing Joey. No. That's actually Joey.
For playing. Yeah. Like they know what they're doing, but they don't.
Boy, that thing with Neil Diamond's got me freaked out
right now. It does. There's two good movies to see right now. It sounds like that Diamond movie and then, oh, no.
That's the one.
Bradley Cooper
yeah,
movie.
And Will Arnett. Yes, that one.
What's that one?
Oh, Will Arnett's in that.
Yes.
What's that movie?
The comedian, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a comedian, but he's on a freak show about his failing marriage. Mm-hmm. He tells all. Like it becomes his show, and it's not good. It's not funny. It's dark.
Really?
Bradley Cooper.
I tell you what, Bradley Cooper, I watched a scene the other day from Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
And that movie's gold.
It's in gold. It's,
I mean, it's like you can't even. He starts talking to the one that the girl he ends up dancing with. He starts talking about all the. Are you in medication? Yeah. And they start talking about their medications. What time does she ask? Hey, give me your iPod. He goes, I don't have an iPod. I don't even have a phone.
It's a great movie.
It's an all-time.
That movie, Sip, is this thing on, by the way. Early reviews, very, very, very positive.
Okay.
87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Thank you.
Is it completely just dark, though?
It's a drama/comedy, it says.
Okay.
I'm going.
It says this. Facing middle age and an impending divorce, Alex finds new purpose in the New York City comedy scene while his wife, Tess, confronts the sacrifices she made for their family. That's the description.
Sounds a little rough, but Bradley Cooper's really good, and Will Arnett is really good.
Yes,
wow,
he is.
Wow. Movie talk.
I want to see that one.
Movie talk in the off season.
Movie, yeah.
Hmm.
Well.
Hey, we have Dr. Love on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. 464-5685. Call
Powerful
or text
love.
The show as always. We're not delaying anymore because we got a basketball
very happy
team.
About this development.
We got a basketball team. Nebraska's 15-0.
You push your sleeves up before you even start talking to us, Jake. Push them up.
They're fine. They're where they're at. Nebraska last night, it looked like they might suffer their first loss. They had a great first half. And the basketball in the first half, they moved the ball so well. They just looked dynamic in the first half, up 7, 38-31.
Okay.
And then Ohio State comes back, takes the lead, and you're thinking, all right, this might be the first loss. And Rick Mass is not so fast. There's a three-pointer to take a two-point lead. Mm-hmm. They respond back with a three, saying, all right, this is it. But Braden Frager,
all right,
down the
this
stretch,
is it.
I felt like this was trending toward a potential loss. But this team refuses to lose. 19 straight wins, the longest streak in the country, which, again, I would never think would see that in my entire lifetime. I'm ecstatic. And it was a team effort. They didn't, you know.
It was.
Price Sanford did not shoot well last night. 3 of 11, 11 points. Rick Mass had a, you know, nice last few minutes, but 12 points for him on 5 of 14 shooting, 1 of 6 on threes. Braden Frager, 15 points. He's the one that carried them to the finish line at the end.
He did. He traveled that one time. But, yeah, if I would have told you yesterday at this time that Samford and Mass would be 8 for 25 combined.
On the road.
Yeah. Would you say they win?
No.
I'd say no. They will not win the game. But they did. Which, and I'll tell you this, this team, there's not a team.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
In the country, this team will be hard to put away by anybody. They're going to be hard to put. They're going to be hard to kill. This is a hard to kill team. Good luck trying to kill them.
I agree. They have that. There's a certain time in teams like we can still win this. We're still fine. Now they haven't had to make any sort of dramatic comeback.
No,
they haven't. Down 8. You know, with 4 minutes to go and have to in that
good
spot.
Point.
But they haven't had to make that kind of a comeback.
Good point. Good point.
But they always just kind of keep hanging around. That one, there was one loose ball that Sam got. That was
led to Samford's three.
He kind of ran through. Yep. He got that ball that led to that three. That was a huge play.
I think they went up five.
I think you're right.
They did. They went up five.
Yeah. I thought, okay, now I didn't do this in the text line, but at that moment I thought game over.
You did text game over early on.
And it was over. It was over. Hey,
you were lucky.
No, I wasn't. God,
now, I've got to ask the fans and the, obviously Jake, because I'm really speaking to you here, I guess, was – I think we were up 4, 16 seconds on the clock, and Sam fires a three. Okay. That was the one shot I go
towards from the corner.
No, it was from the wing. Basically,
the wing.
It was a three.
From the wing.
But I was like, because Sam shoots about once or twice a game from three. That's about it. He makes a couple.
He was 2 of 4 last night. But in general. Yeah.
But my point was, I go, man, those 16 seconds. Right there would have been.
I hear you.
Would have been a big 16. Now, if it goes in, yeah, it's easy. It's a dagger. It's basically ended the game. But that was a play that I was like, oh man, I don't know if we'd be shooting.
Sip
that.
To further what you said in terms of if you told me before the game that Samford and Mass would go 8 for 25 and from 3-point range as a team they'd be 8 for 29, yeah, I'd say there's no
probably very, not going to win.
Very small chance of a win. But they found a way. They scored 72 points. I mean, at the line on the road. 14 for 17. They were nails at the free throw line. Jamarcus Lawrence had two big ones late to ice that game.
And they play defense. I mean, they Ohio State, down the stretch, didn't get many good shots. That Tilly had a bad shot in the lane. If you want one of their guys taking a three-pointer late, you want it to be him.
And it was him.
Yeah, he missed it bad. That Nebraska plays excellent defense, which is part of the reason why they're able to win a game like this where they don't shoot the ball that well. They're good. They're legit.
Now, this seemed like there was a big stretch of the game when Lawrence was out of the game.
Jamarcus?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. He played 25 minutes.
There was a big stretch. All of a sudden, he was back in. I was like going,
three fouls.
I'm like, what the hell? Where's he been?
You're right. He only played 25 minutes.
And there was a big stretch when he wasn't in the game.
Three fouls. That was it. But, yeah, they are – I mean, the line is they had how many guys in double figures? 4 guys in double figures. And then Sam had 8.
And Berkey had 8.
So they're very balanced. Just a very balanced attack.
I thought Berkey was the one that stood out to me. Berkey made some shots.
4 for 4.
Yep.
He had a rough game against Michigan State. Bounced back 4 for 4. Yeah, 8.7 boards. We didn't see him a lot in the second half. And he played 21 minutes in this game. Didn't see him hardly at all in the second half, which was confusing to me, but did show up toward the end of the game. Get some big rebounds.
Well, I think
pretty
Ohio
impressed.
State was pretty good, right? I thought they looked good.
Well, they got they've North Carolina. They lost by one.
By one, yep.
To North Carolina, so they've lost some close games. And they've I think they're 2-2 in the conference
correct.
Now.
Yeah,
and
they
about,
are.
They're about 12-4. I'm going to
10-4.
Yeah, 10-4.
They look good. So I mean, my first impression of them was okay. This is going to be tough. When I turned on the TV, it was about 3 minutes into the game, and I was like, okay, My first impression, you know, I know basketball well enough that I can tell with them.
They're an 11-9 team in the league.
Yeah.
That's probably
within about
40
seconds, I can tell if a team's good. Seriously. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be rough. This is going to be rough.
You know, we talk about.
You can call me
I did not in
you
40 seconds go. Yeah, I did not go like this. I was kind of just the opposite. I go. They're not as quite
I
as good.
I thought
as,
they looked good.
I thought they weren't as good as what I was anticipating. I've not watched any Ohio State until
they're
last
long.
Night.
I hadn't either. Yeah. You know, Bruce Thornton has been a great player for 4 years there. He had 15 points. He was, you know, huge in the comeback for Ohio State to make him take the lead, but it wasn't enough for them.
It was a.
He's good. Bruce Thornton's good.
He's legit. He's legit.
And John Mobley had 22 points. He was great. Devin Royal 14. So we talked those three guys we mentioned yesterday on the show, and they all got to their averages on the season.
Mobley's body language. I thought about Bill a couple times. Mobley's body language isn't good. When there's a mistake made, he'll look at a guy and go palms up. Not good.
Not a good deal. And it was a yawner of a crowd.
Oh God!
What was a good game? Was
it usually is at Ohio State.
Yeah, so that's not unusual. It's just the way their stadium is. Whatever the arena is built, it's not huge either. It said was it 13,000?
No, it's 19,000. I've been there.
I thought it was 13.
I heard him say 13,000 in attendance. So maybe it was 19,000.
And here,
13,000 made it in.
And on the sheet, it says the attendance was 10,300. So which one was it? 13 or 10?
If it was 10, it was stretched.
They did say 13 at one point in the broadcast.
I've been in it.
Were you not watching the game at all, Steve? Did I have the volume down?
I was watching.
Did you feel powerful at any point in time during the game?
I've been in that arena. I thought it was big. Hold on. We're going to get this.
The Value City Arena, the name of it.
Yeah, I got it.
Or the Schottenstein Center, it says here, apparently.
Capacity 7. Mm. Oh, for basketball, it's 19.5.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big arena.
19.5, they announced, and then there's 10,000 there. So
half full.
That's why, That's kind of odd. It's a little bit odd.
Half full.
There's a stat here that stands out to me in terms of team effort. You know, Nebraska is not known as the elite rebounding team. They're good. Like they got up, Michigan State was I think plus 10 or something on them, but Nebraska was plus 9 on the boards last night. 38 rebounds.
They got a lot
29.
Of board. They did.
They were all. I mean,
there wasn't the frustration.
Sam had nine rebounds. He had 10 two games ago against New Hampshire, and Izzo brought it up. He said Sam had 10 rebounds. How's it even happen?
Yeah,
he had 9 last night.
He gets long rebounds, right?
Yeah, but he tracks them down.
He gets conventional rebounds too. 4 assists, 1 turnover. He was leading the country at one point in assist to turnover ratio. He might still be leading, for all I know. 4-1 last night. Excellent.
Yeah. From the text line 464-5685. Wyatt from Alma says Nebraska never struggled with the Ohio State press. Cool, calm, and collected.
They don't. They don't.
It was kind of a three-quarter token press. It was kind of a.
Nice.
They were just kind of trying to take a little bit of time off the clock. So when they clicked into their offense, they were already down to about 20 seconds. So it wasn't until late in the game. There was a couple traps late, but most of it was kind of a three-quarter soft press.
They handle the ball well. Obviously, Sam and Lawrence will be hard to press. Both of those guys.
I also like that Fred late. I think one of the second to last series and went to a 1-3-1 zone defense.
And they made a shot. That was a really tough shot. Every part of the rim and fell. I thought that was good defense.
Yeah. They were playing. They made a changeup. I like that.
Mobley hit that shot. Hit every part of the rim.
It was a deep three, too.
I thought he was going in. All of a sudden, it's like, it was almost like you were at a carnival game. Yep. It looked like that kind of a shot.
It was weird. So there you go. Another. And I'm telling you, the matchup, I'm not calling, I'm not saying a lock, but they match up really well with Indiana. It's a good match.
You've watched them in Indiana. I've not seen
three
them.
Times.
I think you did say to bet your house in Nebraska last night.
Yeah, I did. 100%.
So guess what? People have their houses.
Yeah.
And more today.
They have two houses now.
Two houses, yeah.
Man, they have two houses. Probably. If you bet your house, you'd have another house right now.
Where's that house at?
I think you'll be surprised on Saturday how, I don't want to say how easy they win, but it's a great matchup.
If you were up a house right now, that'd be a good feeling.
I need to be up a house.
That'd be nice. Have a bonus house that you could sell. Laura could help you do that.
Could she?
Laura could help you sell it. She's
in
real estate.
I need to get in contact with her.
Okay.
Indiana. They'll face Indiana.
He said, win another house.
Indiana has scored at least 86 points at home in every game this year.
Yeah. Trust me.
Now, someone says here, We're currently doing all this while in a shooting slump. Imagine what we'll do when we're pouring it on again.
Good point. That was in our text last night. I go, we can't make a shot.
Who was that? We had, said that.
That was unnamed texter right now.
You said that, though. You did.
Yesterday, I did. I was like, we are clanking some things.
Mm-hmm. He's right, though. I mean, if they have a good shooting game, good night. Hey. Seriously. They're real legit. This is going to get interesting. So, Bill, where do you got them?
Where's Bill Italich
right now? They're a three seed.
Yeah.
Just the three? I thought they'd be a two at this point.
They're a three.
I wonder if they'll be up to two. You know, Robin does those bracket projections.
Yeah.
It was mostly threes, like you. Lenardi, three.
And they are number 10 in the country. So they back up. They were number 10 in the country. First time since 1966. So top 10 team for Nebraska.
Great year.
And they back it up with a victory on the road. Again on Saturday.
I wonder if he's got his projections.
Where do they have? What, give us the next couple games then, Jake. Give us a little bit of rundown here. When are they back to PBA?
That's Tuesday.
When are they back to Brian Morrow Arena?
They'll play... Again, this Saturday, 11:30 at Indiana. Then they'll play back here against Oregon, who's really struggling right
now.
Who won last night?
Rutgers beat Oregon.
Rutgers beat him? Oh.
Oregon led most of that game. Yeah, they're 8-7. So that game's next Tuesday.
That's
here
blowout
at Lincoln,
city.
BTN, it could be. Then at Northwestern the next Saturday at 3 p.m. Then they have home game against Washington, who's 9-5, not that good.
This is going to get weird.
At Minnesota. And then the big one at the end of the month is at Michigan Tuesday, January 27th.
I think this could get weird.
It already is weird. I love it.
Yeah, it could get weird.
Yeah, I think it's about to get weird. Now people get mad. I don't believe in jinxes, so I don't believe in them. I know you get mad when I say a game over, but...
But you weren't wrong, though.
No, I'm
not. It backed us up.
I don't believe
Jake believes in everything. The jinx.
I don't believe in jinxes.
And also, Jake, like right away when things got a little tight last night at the very end. Here it goes.
Well, let me
there
see
we go.
Let me look at my text. Let me look real
it's
quick.
Over. You knew that was not a good scene. You know Elizabeth had to talk him off the ledge a couple times.
I said...
I know you said it. Well, that's it.
No,
Sip
said game over. Wow. I said no. And then you said, uh-oh, no worries. I said, you jinxed us. Why? You said, relax. Roll up your sleeves. Then I said, this team rocks. This team is just awesome. So after I said, cap leverage, Sprager.
It was sixth grade Sorensen. watching that. He's in sixth grade at home on his parents' couch just watching that game.
Hey, Bill, how about Frager?
Frager's a freshman on this team.
Yeah.
Tom Izzo's calling him out saying that guy's going to be a problem.
Oh, he's a problem now. Yeah. He's a big problem because he gets to the rim. I mean, he slashes to the rim.
So I mentioned one stat. There's two stats from this game. Okay, I mentioned rebounds, 38-29, and then bench points. Nebraska had off the bench 22 points.
Okay.
Ohio State, Nathan.
Zero.
None.
How about that? How about that stat? 22-0 bench points.
That's what won the game for Nebraska.
Yeah. When you talk about
a night when Rink and Price are up, Frager's here to save the day.
Yeah, when you talk about what won the game for him in a poor shooting night, it's bench points and defense and rebounding. Their defense is always going to be good. They play good defense. I mean, is Nate Linder going to be a head coach? Is that the next thing?
When you have an elite season like this, your first thing, who's going to be off the staff now to go take a bigger job, a head coaching job somewhere?
Right.
I don't want to look at that right now. I'm enjoying the ride.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. We don't have to talk about it. I think Linder's going to get looked at.
He's been incredible this year for this team.
I think Linder will get looked at because their defense is real. It's legit.
Final score, Nebraska wins 72-69. Someone else on the text says they also feel powerful right now.
Powerful.
Because we're seeing things that have never happened in the history of Nebraska basketball.
I mean, one thing they did last
night. We're seeing history right now, live.
One thing last night, how many times have you watched a game when they go on the road and they get down immediately? Last night, they're up 9-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it came
out
fire.
Right away. Boom.
Came out fire. Got up 14. Now, at that point, it's going to be tough for Ohio State. They got back in it. You knew they would probably get back into it. But you still got to come back from 14 down. It takes a lot of energy out of you. 14-point lead. You knew it was going to get rough. Now, I'm a little different, Bill. I think Ohio State's pretty good. I think they're pretty good.
Well,
what seed would you put on them right now? They're going in, right? Yeah, they're a tournament team.
They don't have a marquee win yet. That would have been a big win for them.
The highest, or they're 8-10.
Yeah, they're probably about 10 seed.
About 10 really? Seed. Yeah.
I could get them.
I don't know if they make it or not.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if they make it or not.
I like
they're
them
good
make...
enough to do it like that, but I just don't know.
I like them.
Sometimes
to make
you see a team that's always like right there, then but they always don't finish it. Usually they just don't finish it.
Okay.
I mean, that happens a lot.
I mean, you got to be concerned. Like we just said, they had no bench points. You have to have bench production to make it to the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, they were without a guy. They were without that big. They kept showing him on the bench with a beard.
Yes.
By the way,
the Bynum kid, Amari Bynum, freshman from Omaha.
Omaha. Yeah.
He had an incredible dunk in the first half. Like, oh, wow, that was thunderous. Nine points for him.
Yeah, he's an
Omaha 9 points,
kid.
9 rebounds for the freshman from Omaha, Amari Bynum.
Where did he play at?
I don't know where he...
What high school was he?
I don't remember what he was.
Same high school as that kid from Kansas State, Jake. They played together. The kid from Kansas State that shot the ball.
He's from
really
Omaha, Brian.
Brian. And that's where that kid from Kansas State played that shot the ball. Really
oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Big Afro?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good.
Like 7 threes against Nebraska?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys played together.
Omaha, Brian.
Now you're not hearing anybody say, why you didn't get those kids? And Fred's got a roster right now.
Here's what's under consideration now is that they keep winning games. I might have to go to some weekend road games.
Well, it's a must.
There it was.
Don't I have
there
to go?
Is. Listen. I feel powerful.
I feel pretty damn powerful
walking
right
into
now.
Somebody else's hotel room.
Yeah.
Hotel room.
Chest out. Puffed out with my juvenile jacket saying, here, we're here. We're here to win.
Imagine him in the lobby.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy.
Who's that over there?
Look at this logo. See that right there?
Look at this guy.
You've been waiting 40
chest
years.
Chest puffy.
I've been waiting my entire life. 34.
You might go on the road.
Unfortunately, the Iowa game is on a Tuesday night at 8 p.m. in mid-February.
You can do the game from the
show from over there.
And yeah, do
me
it.
And Bill can come in the office.
Do it from the swimming pool like you did last time.
8 p.m. game.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it and we'll be here? We have a producer now.
It's true. Northwestern's a weekend game next Saturday. I could go to that one.
That'd be a
Chicago,
great one to go.
Drive to Chicago.
Oh, now that'd be fun to go to.
Why don't you go?
I'm just trying to figure out some road trips here.
Us three.
Farley could come in.
Farley could come. Farley, you'll drive. You have plates on your car now.
Oh, he does. He does. Finally?
He has plates on his car. He went 2 years without them. Yeah, now he has.
You can do that now, Dave.
so we can get pulled. Imagine getting pulled over. Farley's driving. Sipple's up front. Me and Jake are in back. Pulled over. No license plates.
They'd let it slide.
Try to explain that one. We're going to the Northwestern game.
It's Terrell Farley.
We're going to
Terrell Farley.
Farley, man. Come on. We're taking a road trip here.
We'll have Colin
go
drive.
Go easy on us. Connor.
Connor.
72-69 Nebraska, 15-0. 19 straight wins. I'm cloud nine. I don't wake me up. Please never wake me up. I'm having a great time right now.
Jake in a baby seat.
Before
Farley's here, by the way.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, where should the Breakers go this morning, Bill?
Husker Bird.
Early Bird.
Fred Bird.
At 19th and K.
Fred will be there this morning signing autographs and talking about the game.
With free and spacious parking for everybody as well.
You have questions. Fred's going to be there?
Fred's going to be at the Bird.
What time?
It's at 9.
Okay.
After the show.
Holding court.
Holding court, yes.
Fred Bird.
Breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes. Stop by today at Fred Bird, early Bird, 19th and K.
Fred Bird.
In downtown Lincoln.
Fred, that'll be fun. Get down there
talking
and shake his hand.
Talking about the 1-3-1 zone they jumped into.
They threw a 1-3-1 at him.
Oh, my dad loves the 1-3-1.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
That was a Ron deal?
Oh, yeah, that's an artistic.
Half court.
What's that? Now, regular defense, 1-3-1. The rotation system is pretty big.
Where did you play? Top?
What's that?
Did you play top of the?
As a wing.
Oh, you played the wing.
Played the wing.
And who's the runner down low?
What's that?
Do you remember?
What's that? Glenn Gallier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn ran.
So you had to be athletic.
You had to be super athletic. That's why Glenn was down there. Glenn was an incredible basketball player.
When we come back, it's elation for Nebraska basketball, panic for Nebraska football. I'll tell you why next in an early break of the ticket.